Chapter 10. Plan Your Future Now. Now that I've instructed you on how to shrink and weaken fears, it's time to build your best life ever. When fears are weakened, there is more control of what is done from this moment on. When you become the ringleader of your circus, you can do anything. When we shrink the intensity of a fear that has caused stress in the past, we need to increase more useful elements of life in its place. This way, the change of being in control of yourself becomes progressive. The change continues into the future, and it can last forever. The more feelings you have when you think about the future, the more it will be remembered. The more vivid your thoughts are about the future, the more you will attain them by starting to do what is necessary to get them done. I realize there are many books written about the law of attraction. Aside from this law, that you attract according to what you think about, there is a missing element that is most important. You must do the things to attract what you want, and how you think about them will also determine the quality of what you get. You will not meet your desired life partner by resting in your living room watching actors on TV. You need to get out and fall in love with the person you want in your life. And if you already have them, fall in love with them even more. Daily. Imagine that feeling becoming even bigger and bigger. Treating each other as if you are the king and queen of your castle, god and goddess of your home. What a life. When people make feeling good a norm, they want to make their loved ones feel good too. And once the structure of the unreasonable thoughts has changed enough to weaken it, you have the ability to build your best life in detail, in full holographic dimensions, having much more impact on your memory to do it in the future. Instead of fear, your life becomes open to anything you think of while doing it, and it may be living your purpose. When a young man moved to New York City, his desires were bigger than his experience, and it was just a matter of time before he gained the resources to get what he wanted. But the enormity of the city became blown out of proportion in his mind. Coupled with the lack of depth in relationships with people he met, he felt quite lonely and scared. When we shrunk his fears and lessened the feelings, he was able to make room for brighter future moments that he looked forward to with passion. I had him close his eyes so that he would have heightened concentration to see, hear, and feel more of his future. He went through it in detail as I guided him to think of his future from this moment on to the leading moments into tonight and tomorrow, into the week, into the months to follow, into the year, and into 3 years from now and into the rest of his life. As he was going through time inside his mind, he and only he filled his life up with what he wanted, not what I thought would be best, forming his own representations of his future life so that he would have the memory and thoughts of it all for himself while maintaining his privacy, which is so rare today. And with the thoughts of his future life inside his mind, he began to formulate how he was going to do it. Because when you've done something once, it's always easier to do it the second, third, and more times thereafter. The brain does not know the difference between what it sees, imagines, or does. Thinking operates as a hologram with the brain at its core, projecting thoughts around it, random perimeter known as the mind. That's just the way it is. When you think, you guide your body on what to do and how to feel, which ultimately has an impact on your well-being. When you close your eyes in a closed-eye process, the movement of the outside world is blocked, while any sensory input to your brain only comes from thinking. And that input is anything you imagine it to be. So make it dramatically holographic, because the sharper, clearer, and more colorful it is, the more memorable it becomes to your brain, which influences what you do in the future. The more you feel what you're thinking, the more memorable it becomes. As you make your thoughts more extremely impressive, your brain will have the well-targeted destination for you to land more easily and get what you want. Aside from this, when you remember a past pleasant experience, one that makes you laugh until your cheeks are stretched, with tears coming out of your eyes and your guts getting a workout, then you think about what it is that you once feared and laugh about that as cheerfully. The stress reaction you once had dismisses into a healthier response. The present moment is the only moment that exists. The past is over, behind us, and the future is yet to come, in front of us. We never walk backward to get to where we want to be. That would be stressful, a strain, taking so much time because we can't see as clearly, nor walk as briskly, as we certainly can't run as fast as we can, if we need to be quicker about something. Yet so many people seem to live in their past now, with fears that started in the past, preventing them from living a more desirable life now and into the future, resulting in a lot of precious moments wasted. Refer to Skills for Now in the appendix for an exercise in becoming more aware of the present moment and the future. The future is anything you think it can be and anything you want it to be, simply by how you think and do now. Some people say it's all in your mind, and it is, so make it happen. Exercise. Change your future now. Step 1. Sit in a quiet, comfortable place with no distractions. Close your eyes. Step 2. Think of a past, pleasant experience when you laughed so hard you couldn't stop laughing. You laughed and you laughed and you laughed. Step 3. Think of what you fear. Make it the same size, same distance, same location, and same feeling as the past pleasant experience. Step 4. Continue laughing about the fear. Just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. Look into your future where the fear may be present and continue laughing. Choose a second time in your future where the fear will be and continue laughing. One more time. See a time in your future where the fear may be, and make your laughter greater. Step 5. Look into your future again. In your future, imagine all the things you're doing instead of being in fear. See, hear, and feel. As you go from this moment to the next, throughout the day, into tomorrow, into the week, into the year, into the 3 years to follow, and into the rest of your life. Step 6. Amplify all that you hear. Intensify all that you feel. Magnify all that you see. Intensified inside you, you feel freedom all over and with more focused attention. Step 7. Be present and allow everything you've just learned to settle in permanently. Start living the life you deserve now and sense your freedom. Now test the work. When you have completed the entire sequence of skills, think of what you once feared. What happens? How has it changed for you? If you feel fine, the change work is done. Some people try to think of what used to stress them and cause anxiety, but they just can't.